Hello and welcome to the 26th episode. Jesus, I sound like Sylvester. Welcome to the 26th episode of Tooncast, brought to you by the Geekcast Radio Network. I'm your host, DFG on Mike, and I'm joined once again by Kevin, Professor Boss K Dog Thompson. Hello.
How's it going?
This is your third episode back.
Yes, indeed.
We're going to be talking about the Thanksgiving classic, A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, today. This episode will actually air Thanksgiving Day, hopefully, if Steve can upload it by then, but my goal is to have it actually air on Thanksgiving. So what's been going on with you?
Not a lot. I pretty much had a pretty quiet week. Didn't do anything really too exciting.
Yes. Crap, I can't remember now. Oh, yeah. I've actually started an initiative to hopefully... I mean, I know it's going to come out eventually, but I want to get... I would like to see Transformers Animated Season 3 on DVD before, before 2 or 3 years from now. So I wrote up a blog post, just a little thing, and I said, you know, if anyone wants to join or, you know, add their name to the list, send me an email and I'll edit the blog post. And if we get enough names on the list, I'm going to end up emailing it to somebody, hell, I don't know, and see if we can get it on DVD sooner rather than later. I also remember in last episode, I said I would not even spend a dollar to CGI Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got a free night rental code from Redbox, and I did go and see it, and yeah... I would give that film like a 2 out of 10.
What?
Yes. For the story, I would give it a 2 out of 10. For the special effects, I would give it a 9. But for the story sucked.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still sticking with it. I like it better than Transformers.
That's blasphemy. But, you know, at least I still kept true to my word that I was not going to pay to see it. So, it was all right. I don't know. It's not really G.I. Joe. First of all, I actually wrote up a blog post about it, too. It's online, tfgunpodcast.wordpress.com. And I basically said in there, first of all, from what I know, just from watching the Sunbow series, is that, the Baroness was always evil. It wasn't this whole crap where, oh, she was good, then she went evil, now she's supposedly good again. That's just bullshit.
Yeah, that was the only part that bugged me about the movie, actually.
Yeah, that was just bullshit. But, I mean, other than that, the special effects are really good. Yeah.
And you gotta admit that the stuff didn't bug you as much as you thought it was going to.
Actually...
The suits or whatever?
The suits weren't... They weren't as bad as I thought they were going to be.
Yeah, I thought they were going to be terrible, but then when I watched the movie, I'm like, oh, they didn't bug me as much as I was expecting.
Yeah, the suits weren't as bad as I thought they were going to be, but still, you know, we're used to seeing... Really, honestly, unless you're a G.I. Joe fan, it's just another military action film. It's really all it is.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're going to take a break, and we will be back with Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
Come on, Charlie Brown. I'll hold the ball and you kick it.
Hold it? Ha! You'll pull it away and I'll land flat on my back and kill myself.
But Charlie Brown, it's Thanksgiving.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, one of the greatest traditions we have is the Thanksgiving Day football game. And the biggest, most important tradition of all is the kicking off of the football.
Is that right?
Absolutely. Come on, Charlie Brown. It's a big honor for you.
Well, if it's that important, a person should never turn down a big honor. Maybe I should do it. Besides, she wouldn't try to trick me on a traditional holiday. This time I'm gonna kick that football clear to the moon!
Ah!
Isn't it peculiar, Charlie Brown, how some traditions just slowly fade away?
It is now time for the history lesson, and for that we go to the professor.
Alrighty, a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving is, of course, one of many primetime animated TV specials based upon the popular comic strip Peanuts by Charles M. Schulz. It originally aired in 1973 on the CBS network and actually won an Emmy Award. As of 2007, like most people know, the special is aired every November in primetime on ABC. The special was originally scheduled for a limited theatrical release by Kidtoon Films on November 1st, 2008, about a year ago, but was canceled after it was replaced by Barbie in A Christmas Carol. This special has previously been released on DVD by Paramount. It was released on DVD by Warner Home Video in remastered form on October 7th, 2008. Charlie Brown Thanksgiving was actually sponsored by the fast food restaurant McDonald's. Alrighty.
Yes, and just going into the general memories, just a little info. I mean, we'll get to the DVD release later, but it is on DVD, and you can get it on DVD. At first, it was on the Holiday Collection, and now it's in the Holiday Remastered Collection. Which is It's a Great Pumpkin, Thanksgiving, and Charlie Brown Christmas, all three of those, which is just a great, great set to have. This, just like in the Halloween episode, and I know you've been offline for a little while, so you're going to have a lot of listening to catch up on once you get your computer access back, but in the Halloween episode, Pecan Court, Michael and I, these specials were, with the exception of maybe the Christmas one, because there are so many other Christmas specials like Rudolph and Frosty and The Grinch and all that stuff. These two specials, the Halloween special and the Thanksgiving special, were the antithesis of my watching Halloween and Thanksgiving specials. They just were. You know, this one was, you know, even though ABC shows it, I think, the Tuesday, either a week before, they either show it a Tuesday or Wednesday of the week before Thanksgiving, or they show it that week, either the Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday before. But this was tradition for me when I was a kid, watching this thing every single year, you know, before Thanksgiving. It just was. And now that I have now that I have it on DVD, I can actually watch it on Thanksgiving. So instead of having to, you know, wait for, you know, the TV special to come on a week or so before, I can actually watch it on the day. You know, but that's just me. Incidentally, this one is the this one was the third one made out of the top three ones, like Christmas, Halloween, and Thanksgiving. That's the order that they go in. Christmas was first, Halloween was second, and Thanksgiving was third. Which is kind of weird because we're reviewing them, obviously, since October just passed. Now we're November. We're reviewing them backwards. We're actually reviewing them out of order, 2-3-1 instead of 1-2-3. And then, you know, I don't know. As I said, it's just basic good Thanksgiving fun is pretty much what it is. And we should bring up the reason why Kevin isn't talking so much is because he's ladies and gentlemen, he has never seen it. What the hell is wrong with you? What kind of a sheltered life did you live? Oh my God, how can you not see this?
I think with my birthday being around Thanksgiving and like, I don't know, I just must have always been doing other stuff. I remember the Christmas one, and I very, very vaguely remember the Halloween one. But this one, I probably saw it. It just didn't stick with me. It was just another Charlie Brown thing, I guess, for me.
Yeah.
I know that's wrong.
Yes, it's very wrong of you. You should be ashamed of your cartoon-watching heritage, damn it.
And I was looking for it this week to see if it was going to be aired on TV, and I couldn't find it anywhere.
Well, you know, you can always go out and get the Holiday Collection, the Deluxe Holiday Collection, which I'll be talking about a little bit later. So I guess we're going to move into the characters and voice actors. Because Tooncast is...
Oh, hold on. I gotta interrupt you for a second.
Okay.
I was scrolling through my TV, and I just found it. It's on 7 o'clock on Thursday. It's actually on Thanksgiving this next week.
Oh.
This week now. So it's on at 7 o'clock on
cool.
Thanksgiving, which is the day that this will come out.
Cool. Good deal.
So maybe I'll watch it.
You better. Because Tooncast is actually in a process of evolvement, because we are running out of shows where a lot of the... We're not really running out of shows. Obviously, we're going to have 100 episodes for this podcast, but because a lot of the wiki information combines the voice actor and the character that they played, I've kind of changed around, not with this episode, but coming up over the next few months. I've kind of just combined characters and cast because all the information I've gotten for the next couple of episodes, Wiki has combined it. There isn't really a separate list, and it actually cuts down on how many pages of document that I actually have to look through. So, that's going to be... it's still going to be the same discussion. It's just our format's going to change just a little bit. The characters for this, obviously, you got Charlie Brown, Snoopy, Linus, Lucy, Schroeder. I don't know if Schroeder was in this one. I don't know. I believe this was the... and you got Woodstock, Sally, Peppermint Patty, who was actually played by a boy, Marcy, Franklin, Pigpen was not in the Thanksgiving one. Rerun was not in the Thanksgiving one, I don't think. I'd have to go back and watch. I mean, I did just watch it the other night, and of course, as we said, by the time this airs, it would have been 2 or 3 days since we recorded this. The characters in this was the one that Snoopy is most animated as far as his actions. Because this is the one where he and Woodstock have all these adventures together with preparing for the meal. It's the one that where they get majority of the characterization. And as we said before, all of the voice actors, between this and the Halloween special, there was a new... pretty much new voices for all of the characters.
I don't recognize most of these voice actors.
Well, all right. I guess as they progressed, the point that Bill Melendez and Charles Schultz and what's the other guy, Lee Melendez. Yeah, Lee Melendez. Bill Melendez wanted all child actors, not adults that could play a child voice. So as the years went on, obviously, Christmas special was 1965. Halloween was, I think, 66 or 67. I forget. Might have been 69. I don't remember. I go back, listen to Tooncast 22, and you'll find out. And then, of course, this was done in 73, so obviously the child actors that played the voices in the two previous specials would not be coming back for this. You got Todd Barbee, Robin Cohn, Stephen Shea, Hilary Momberger. Christopher DeFaria played the voice of Peppermint Patty.
Nice. Actually, the next one's also a guy playing a girl.
Jimmy Ahrens played Marcy, which actually Marcy sounded more of a girl than Peppermint Patty did. And then you have Robin Reed as Franklin, and then two uncredited voices, obviously. Bill Melendez was Snoopy and Woodstock, and Vince Guaraldi, who did the music, was the little birdie singer. They're pretty much the same characters, and they actually tried to find children that could emulate the previous sessions of the other children. So it wasn't, oh, wait, that's not... You know how it's like A perfect example is that new feature length thing that premiered on CW yesterday, Turtles Forever. They don't actually use, in the 1987 Turtles that they have on there, they don't actually use, I think, majority of the original voice actors. Like, I don't think
They
use some of them, but not all of them. I know for a fact that Leonardo is not Cam Clark. The 1987 Leonardo. I know that's not Cam Clark. And the, go ahead.
Just as a side note, if you didn't see that and you want to, you have no idea what we're talking about, it's going to air, I believe it airs the next two Saturdays, too. It's called Turtles Forever, and it's a pretty good show.
Yeah. You can also go onto YouTube and find, search for the channel Turtles Forever Movie. I found it on there, which it's pretty much TV quality, and I guess it's the official thing of that, and I guess YouTube allowed them to put it up. It's in nine parts currently. They only have parts 1 through 6 up on YouTube. But anyway, so with this, they wanted to get children that could sound like the previous one. So, I mean, overall, it was a fairly good job for a lot of them. I don't really have any complaints about the voice acting at all. Trying to think here. Who is your favorite character just in general of the Charlie Brown specials?
My favorite was always Snoopy. I mean, if you could pick one of the, you know, a character like that.
Yeah.
But I always just kind of just like Snoopy. If I had to pick like one of the actual, more speaking parts, I would probably say that I usually like Linus. I don't know.
Yeah.
I hated Lucy. but I like Linus. I also usually liked Peppermint Patty. I don't know. So I'd probably say Linus and Peppermint Patty.
It's funny you mentioned Lucy.
You better cut it out right now or I'll pound you.
Nice.
That was actually from the Halloween special. But yeah, it kind of transcends. So I guess we can go into the behind-the-scenes segment here. It's written and created by Charles M. Schultz, directed by Bill Melendez and Phil Roman. It was produced by Lee Mendelson and Bill Melendez. The original score was performed by Vince Guaraldi, who eventually became the Vince Guaraldi Trio and the Vince Guaraldi Sextet and all this other crazy stuff.
Right.
I mean, you know, just great work. And, you know, as I said in the Halloween special, in those notes, they didn't have to worry about a studio at all. When they wanted to do one, Bill Melendez and Lee Mendelson would just go to Charles Schultz's house and say, hey, you know, let's do this, and they would just sell it to the networks. You know, whatever network wanted it, you know, that's who they would sell it to. I really don't have any other behind the scenes information other than that. So I guess we can go into the actual show here. The special opens with Lucy enticing Charlie Brown to kick the football she is holding. Charlie Brown at first refuses, correctly suspecting that Lucy will pull it away as always. But Lucy convinces him that kicking the football is a Thanksgiving tradition, that being asked to do so is an honor. Charlie Brown decides that Lucy would never pull her trick on a national holiday and ends up getting deceived and landing flat on his back once again. And this, it actually started in the Halloween special, I believe. It is where it became a trademark of the Peanuts special, of her always, you know, pulling, you know, him trying to kick it and her trying to pull it away. it's funny, I was watching this special feature that's on the DVD, what's it called here? Another Story Featuring the Gang. No, that's the special, only feature at Popcorn and Jelly Beans, making a Thanksgiving classic on that. Todd, what's his name? Credits. Todd Barbee said the scream that Charlie Brown lets out as he's up in the air, that's not actually him. He couldn't do that, so they brought somebody else in to do the scream.
Oh, dear.
You know, as usual, Lucy gloats over excess. Isn't it peculiar, Charlie Brown, how some traditions just slowly fade away? Lucy makes no further appearances in this episode. Charlie Brown and Sally are...
Probably a good thing. That's probably a good thing that Lucy makes no further appearances.
Oh, come on, man. Charlie Brown and Sally are preparing to go to their grandmother's place for Thanksgiving dinner when Charlie Brown gets a phone call from Peppermint Patty, who invites herself over to Charlie Brown's house for a holiday for the holiday dinner. Two quick subsequent phone calls add Marcy and Franklin to the guest list, and since Charlie Brown can't get a word in edgewise with Patty, he quickly finds himself in a quandary with no easy solution. At least not until Lioness shows up. Lioness suggests to Charlie Brown that he could have two dinners, the first one for Patty and her friends, and then the second one at his grandmother's home, forcing Charlie Brown to admit that that all he knows how to make is cold cereal and maybe toast. Regardless, Lioness recruits Snoopy and Woodstock to set up a ping-pong table and chairs in the backyard. Setting the table has its own problems as Snoopy goes toe-to-toe with an uncooperative folding deck chair. Now, everybody knows what this chair... I mean, everybody knows what those folding deck chairs are. You know, those tri-fold chairs, and they're wooden, and they have cloth in the middle... Yeah, that is, and that's why I said earlier, this is probably the special that has Snoopy doing the most, you know, being animated the most. I mean, because he is having a full-on fight with this chair. It's just hilarious. Snoopy and Woodstock set the table and then help Charlie Brown and Lioness with the food. When the food is readied, Snoopy and a reluctant Woodstock go to Snoopy's doghouse and dress in pilgrim clothing. They return to the house with Snoopy holding a musket, which fires unexpectedly and causes Charlie Brown to lose his patience. The guests arrive, and they all make their way to the backyard for the quote-unquote feast. Lioness leads the group in prayer, and Snoopy serves up the food, throwing plates to each guest, frisbee style. Each person gets two slices of buttered toast, some pretzel sticks, a handful of popcorn, and a few jelly beans. At first, Patty is shocked, but her shock quickly turns to outrage, and she angrily berates Charlie Brown for the meal, or quote-unquote meal. Embarrassed and dejected, Charlie Brown timidly leaves the table and goes back into the house. Patty's tirade continues until Marcy gently reminds her that Charlie Brown didn't invite her to dinner. She invited herself, along with Marcy and Franklin. Realizing Marcy is right, Patty comes to her senses and begs Marcy to go and apologize to Charlie Brown on her behalf. Another thing that's become a staple of these specials is the fact that Marcy always calls her "Yes, sir." Marcy reluctantly does so, but Patty soon follows her and apologizes to Charlie Brown herself. In the midst of the quasi-feast, Charlie Brown loses track of time, and he and Sally are supposed to be at their grandmother's home for dinner in a half hour, so he calls his grandmother to tell her that they are going to be a little late, and to explain the situation that he has friends over and none of them have eaten yet. But his grandmother, voiced only by tromboning, the special's trademark muted trombone, suggests that he bring all his friends with him for Thanksgiving dinner. The idea is welcome with cheers from everyone. After Charlie Brown and the gang leave, Snoopy and Woodstock go to the doghouse and cook up their own traditional Thanksgiving meal. Complete with all the trimmings, they pull apart the wishbone, with Woodstock getting the bigger piece. Over the end credits, the two friends each devour dessert, a large piece of pumpkin pie, and then sit back with contented smiles as Woodstock pats his full stomach. All right, now, in that special on the DVD, Lee Mendelson says he has always had, or one of them says, I think it was Lee Mendelson. I don't know. I'd have to go back and watch it. But there was one problem he always had and always got offended by with that end scene. You have a bird eating a bird. Because Woodstock is a bird, and he's going to eat a turkey. And you just can't do that. You just can't do that, he said on the DVD. So actually, to make it up for that, Schultz had in future comic strips had each year in the Thanksgiving strip, he would always find a way to protect Woodstock from being hunted. Do you want to go through some of the goofs here?
Yeah, sure. As far as mistakes or stuff you can look for in animation, it's basically a case of the disappearing act, I guess is what you'd call it, because there's lots of stuff that you can find disappearing and reappearing. In scenes of the table set up with the chairs around it before the guests arrive, the white and pink striped lawn chair, the same one that we were talking about, what Snoopy was tussling with earlier, disappears and reappears between shots. Mm. Likewise, the sundaes on the table during dinner appear and disappear between scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Going on, you have, during the dinner scene, Peppermint Patty's plate of food disappears and reappears after she has been served by Snoopy. As Franklin sits alone on the opposite side of the table from which Snoopy serves dinner, empty chairs adjacent to him disappear and reappear. So you have lots of different things, either being there or not being there, mm-hmm. in between shots and scenes. The last goof, a little bit different, but near the end, the grandfather clock is shown by the front door, and its pendulum appears stuck to the right in one scene, but in the very next scene, it's over to the left. So whether they meant that or not, you know, a lot of times in animation, though, we have things flip-flop from side to side, so no surprise.
Right. Going into the music segment, you know, Vince Guaraldi did all the music for the Peanuts specials, and just a excellent, excellent composer. Each of the three DVDs that you get in the Holiday Deluxe Edition collection, there's a insert, How to Get Your Digital Music Download, from a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving soundtrack, two classic songs available. So they actually give you a free download for Camptown Races in the Thanksgiving theme. And in the Christmas one, they give you two for that. The Christmas one is actually the Christmas DVD is actually a two-disc set. The DVD plus a six-song CD sampler that you can put into your computer and download the music from there. But just, I mean, you know, with the Halloween theme and the with the Halloween special, Christmas special, and Thanksgiving special, they all have music that everyone remembers. Well,
the music is what made Peanuts a successful animation endeavor.
Yes. Well, for those of us who've actually watched some of the specials.
Well, I do remember the music. You know, even the music for all of Peanuts stuff, whether it's the cart, you know, the actual shows, you know, specials, everything. It's just classic, and everybody knows the theme song.
Yes.
So the music is awesome.
Do you know what the... I brought this up in episode 22 of when Michael and I did the Halloween special. Do you know what the main Peanuts theme is called?
I used to, because we used to play it in band in high school.
Oh, boy.
It's escaping me at the moment.
Lioness and Lucy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played that song all the time in high school.
Going into the legacy segment here, as far as the broadcast history, the show aired on CBS before moving along with the rest of the Peanuts specials to ABC in 2000. Traditionally, ABC aired the special on Thanksgiving night until 2005. In 2006, ABC decided to move the special to the Monday before Thanksgiving. This was in response to the success of regular Thursday programs, Ugly Betty and Grey's Anatomy. Boo! Coupled with CBS's decision to air regular programming on Thanksgiving night with Survivor and CSI. Survivor. Fuck Survivor. CSI's cool, but yeah, Survivor sucks. ABC decided to directly engage in ratings war with CBS. Thanksgiving lies in the middle of sweeps, displacing the Charlie Brown special to Monday and airing regular programming on Thanksgiving night instead. ABC repeated this in 2007 on Tuesday before Thanksgiving, but as of 2008, the ratings for Ugly Betty have faded somewhat dramatically, and ABC has decided to air the special in extended form to move the special back to Thanksgiving night, and also on Tuesday immediately before the Dancing with the Stars finale, filling the void created by the cancellation of Opportunity Knocks. In 2006 and 2007, ABC paired the special with He's a Bully, Charlie Brown, the last original Peanuts special to date. In 2008, it was paired with the Mayflower Voyagers, which is an episode from This Is America, Charlie Brown. That is actually This Is America, Charlie Brown miniseries. That is actually the one that is with on the DVD here. The Mayflower Voyagers is the second special that's on the Charlie Brown DVD. To make room for their long commercial breaks during modern airings, ABC made cuts to two scenes. In 2005, it was extended for the network television premiere of Finding Nemo, but now it was edited again in order to make room for He's a Bully, Charlie Brown, and Dancing with the Stars results show. Snoopy and Woodstock go into Snoopy's doghouse to dress up as pilgrims. Okay. Those are the scenes that were, the Snoopy and Woodstock scene and the scene where Marcy apologizes to Charlie Brown were the scenes that were cut. The scene of the end credits where Snoopy and Woodstock are eating turkey is cut in later airings, going straight to them eating pumpkin pie during the end credits. On Thanksgiving Day, November 27th, 2008, the turkey eating portion was shown in its entirety. In 2008, when this was re-extended, the credits are slightly sped up in order to make room for the Mayflower Voyagers. As far as a...
Oh my.
Huh? What?
I said, oh my, they've done a lot of...
Yeah, stuff. Again, I'm glad that the Peanuts specials are still shown on TV. However, if you want the full experience of them, I would suggest that you get the DVD collections. There are several collections. There's this holiday three-pack, deluxe holiday three-pack. There is individual releases for Be My Valentine deluxe edition and the Easter Beagle deluxe edition. There's also Peanuts, the 1960s collection, which actually encompasses majority of the single disc specials, and then the 1970s collection, Volume 1. It was actually nominated for an Emmy Award, Outstanding Individual Achievement in Children's Programming. Excuse me. It was nominated and it won both. It won for that same thing for, actually, Charles Schulz won it, and then the nomination was for Lee Mendelsohn and Bill Melendez.
And just as a quick note, the one that's going to air this year is an hour long, and it is Thanksgiving, followed by the Mayflower Voyagers right after it.
Overall, if you're a fan of the Charlie Brown specials, but you just want the three, I guess you could say big three, I would suggest people go out and find the deluxe, let me look at the package here. It's the Deluxe Holiday Collection, three remastered classics.
Comes in a red box, doesn't it?
Huh?
Does that come in a red box?
Yes.
Okay.
Comes in a red box. It's got a ribbon with a bow on the front. It's got Lucy in the bottom right hand corner, Charlie Brown at the top right hand corner, Lioness at the top left, and Snoopy and Woodstock at the bottom left. I guess we're just going to go into the closing. I mean, final thoughts, there really isn't that much to say about it. I mean, it is what it is. It's a, you know, as I said in the general memories, it is a Thanksgiving tradition for me. You know,
and I will watch it for the first time this Thanksgiving.
You better, damn it.
I'm going to DVR.
Yes. It's just... something that, you know, it's always been a Thanksgiving tradition, at least for me. So I think we're done with this episode. Thank you for joining us here on Tooncast. There are several ways to get in contact with us and leave feedback for the show. First is you can visit www.geekcastradio.com and find all the other GCRN podcasts there. We will have new shows coming next year in 2010. The second is you can stop by www.predaconempire.com/nexus. Those are our forums. The third is you can leave the show feedback by via iTunes. Please do this. We crave feedback. I have not checked it as of this recording, but I mean, I think our numbers are fairly solid on iTunes. I don't know. I'm going to have to get an updated list from Steve as far as how many subscribers, but whatever. The fourth is you can visit the www.earth-2.net forums. It's a great geek culture website. You can find our threads for the shows in the self-promotion section. And the fifth is the email address, which is gcrntooncast@gmail.com. We now have a voicemail line. Call us and leave us your thoughts on each episode. Be sure to say which show you're leaving the message for and your name. The number is 502-526-5821. You can also follow us on Twitter. The show name there is GCRNToonCast. Mine is TFG1Mike. And what is your Twitter, sir?
BOFFKBAWG.
Yes, we hope you enjoyed this episode of Tooncast. We'll see you join us next time for the second Tooncast M-Wire crossover when we'll be reminiscing on Space Jam. For now, I am TFG1Mike with,
Professor.
Yes, say your name. In the immortal words of Optimus Prime, transform and roll out, and thank you for listening. Until next time.
Thanksgiving is just 1 week away, and Christmas is right around the corner. Are you looking for a gift for family members and friends that is slightly not the average gift? Well, look no further. I am TFG1 Mike from the GeekCast Radio Network, and besides podcasting, I am also a published author of poetry. I have 3 books of poetry published and 1 for sale right now. It is The Twists of Faith and Fate. This is an 85-page softcover book. It comes signed and only costs $20 per copy. I have 20 or more copies available. For more details, email me at tfg1podcast@gmail.com.
There once was a boy, an albino, I'm told, who possessed the power of pen pusher gold. He had many stories, all short and exciting, but nobody knew, and so he began writing. He sat there all summer and skillfully sought to perfectly ponder and polish each plot. The settings were set, all the characters cast, his fingers were flying and flailing so fast, and soon the young man with the snowy complexion quickly concocted the caffeine collection. He smiled, satisfied with his clever creation. Oh, the things that did pour from his imagination. Stories of pirates and future police, of devils and bullies, and a twist press release. Fantasy, mystery, both are included. Comedy, action, no genre excluded. You say to yourself, it's too good to be true, but author Steve Saylor would not lie to you. An audiobook so you don't have to read. And hey, $15 is all that you need.
From the author of the podcast novel Black Shadow, Steve Saylor presents The Caffeine Collection, a dynamic audiobook collection of short stories presented by RingtoneFeeder.com and SteveSaylor.net. Steve presents a genre mashup of multiple stories for your ears.
I have to be on caffeine to write all this.
Steve Saylor presents The Caffeine Collection, on sale October 28th, 2009.
So mark this day down so you will not forget. For more information, SteveSaylor.net.
Sword of Omens, give me sight beyond sight. I see a new episode of Tooncast coming this week.